This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we focused our attention on how Mary, the mother of Jesus, responded to what she saw, heard, and experienced that first Christmas 2,000 years ago. Let's now reflect on how Joseph responded. There is no clear indication how he responded in the Bible. One could presume, however, he took care of normal necessities. He first had to provide a place for his wife to have her baby and then care for her. Given the crowded conditions in the city of Bethlehem, that was no easy task. What he finally came up with was far less than desirable, but it had to do for the first night and maybe a couple of days. When Simeon prophesied about him in Luke 2:29-32, it says in verse 33, "The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him." I'm sure, being the sensitive, caring man that he was, he no doubt went about the task of finding something more adequate for his family. Less than 2 years later, his family lived in a home, from all indications. Note in Matthew 2:10, the wise men from the east found him in a home. No doubt Joseph worked at his trade of carpentry to provide this home for his family. Being a godly man, he probably sought God for wisdom and made the most of the opportunities that came his way. He received information in miraculous ways, as had Mary, and it's clear he treasured what he had seen, heard, and experienced. This is seen in his ready response to the warning of danger as he packed up his family that very night and took them to Egypt. May we, like him, treasure what we have received in Christ our Savior.